A long battle to clean up the air around oil refineries comes to a vote today before the board of the Bay Area Air Quality Management District. At issue is whether to require oil refineries to install technology to scrub the air they release and remove harmful pollutants. Richard Gray, a longtime advocate with the group 350 Bay Area, says the asthma rate in Richmond near the refineries is 25%, almost twice the asthma rate statewide.
So there's really bad asthma, heart disease, there's lung disease, low birth weight, dementia. All of these things are caused by particulate matter.
The board will decide whether to require the Chevron and PBF refineries to add what is known as wet gas scrubbing technology to their fluid catalytic cracking units, or cat crackers. The technology would reduce the amount of particulate matter emitted by 70%. The federal government already required the Valero refinery to install the equipment. PBF says a retrofit would be prohibitively expensive and has threatened to shut down its facility in Martinez, which employs 600 people, if the board votes to require installation of the equipment. Gray points out that estimates on the cost vary widely.
There's a huge difference between how much the refinery say it's going to cost to install this, $800 million, and the amount that the air district says that it's going to cost to 250 odd million.
Groups that want to better control the pollution say the cost of the retrofit could be spread over several years and built into gas prices, which in that case would cost drivers an extra 1 or 2 pennies per gallon at the pump. Gray estimates the retrofit process also would create thousands of jobs in the building trades. For California News Service, I'm Suzanne Potter.